很高兴见到大家。
Now, because when the kids go, it's like half the church is gone.
我们看到孩子们一离开去他们的活动的时候，我们一半教会都没了。
Do you know the children are more important than us?
你们知道孩子们比我们更重要吗
？Because they're our future.
他是我们的未来。
Amen. You know, in discipleship,
在我们做门徒时
one of the most important aspects.Is actually the Holy Spirit.
很重要的一点，一定要认知的是关乎圣灵。
And the doctrine of the Holy Spirit is one of the most controversial subject.
那关乎
in the church.
关乎圣灵的教导，在教会里面的争议也是最大的。
And this is not surprising.
那也不叫人惊奇哈。
It has been the issue throughout church history.
因为一直在教会的历史上面都是这样。
But the Holy Spirit is key to our discipleship.
但是要了解圣灵对于我们来做门徒这件事太重要了。
Daily living
是也是我们生活中的关键呢。
And key to our ministry
还是我们在事工中的关键。
If you can understand the truth about the Holy Spirit correctly, then you will have a very good chance in living a very successful.Christian life.
如果你们真的能够了解到关于圣灵的真理的话，那我们真的活出来的机会就大了。
And if you're confused, you will find Christianity confusing.
如果你对圣灵一直弄不明白的话，那你可能对整个基督的信仰就没弄明白。
So I ask you to pay attention today and in the next few weeks.
所以啊，这一周包括接下来的几周，大家都要留心听哦。
Because we're going to look into the Bible, so I'm going to pretend we are all in Bible college.
那我会把大家当成是在神学校的学生们这样教我。
Because for such a topic, you have to go back to the Bible.
因为要是讲到圣灵的话，我们一定要看着圣经这样子来说的。
So pay attention.
所以大家要留意圣经的话语。
Make notes.
要记笔记哦。
And if you need to listen to it again when you get home.
哪怕是回家要再复习一遍都需要的。
And I can't stress anymore that if you understand what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit, it will transform your life.
我再强调一遍，如果你真的明白圣灵的工作的话，你的生命就活出来就会改变。
Because he is the gift from God.
因为圣灵就是神给你我的礼物。
More important than anything else.
比任何其他的事情都要重要的多。
The Holy Spirit is the gift of God.
因为圣灵就是神给我们的唯一的那个礼物。
Not a gift, it's the gift.
我不是说礼物之一哦，我是说唯一的那个礼物。
Amen. And the world and the devil and your flesh does not want you to know.
那这个世界也好，魔鬼也好，你的肉体也好，都对圣灵这个事情是最不想让你知道的。
Amen. As a Pentecostal pastor,
作为灵恩派的牧师呢
，I am attacked in this area more than any other area.
我在这个方面被攻击的次数是最多的，比其他任何方面都多。
I also managed to attack back.
然后我也学会了怎么攻击回去。
But even the Pentecostal people.Even if you've been in a Pentecostal church for a long time,
那即算是你自认为是灵恩教派的人，然后你还觉得你在灵恩教派已很长时间了。
I think over the years we have got confused about the Holy Spirit ourselves.
但是在过去的多少年来，我觉得我们自己对圣灵的认知都非常的缺乏。
If not, our life should be richer.
要不然的话，我们的生命应该是更丰盛的，不是吗？
There should be more of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
那我们的生命是不是更是有灵的彰显呢？
Even with those of us who speak in tongues.
就算那些有会说方言的人哦。
But sometimes you find the Holy Spirit doesn't seem to be that active in your life.
你们可能都会觉得，那怎么圣灵还是没有在我生命中做出什么东西呢？
And that's to do with our understanding of the Scripture.
因为这个都是跟我们对圣经的认知和理解有关系的。
Now, I must begin with the word ruach. Or pneuma in Greek means spirit, or it means the wind. It means breath.
刚才我说到的这个希伯来词，包括希腊词，它都是关于风或者是一个气的意思。
Have you ever wondered why there is such a comparison?
大家有没有明白到这个风啊、气啊，跟这个灵有什么关系
？How come the word spirit can also mean wind, mean breath?
为什么灵这个词又会是风，又会是气呢？
Because it depicts an invisible God.
因为这个就在描述一个看不见的神。
You can't see the wind.
你看不见风，不是吗？
You can't see God.
你们有看不见神。
But the wind, when it moves, has power. It's in motion.
但是当风吹的时候，你是能感觉到它的力度的。
It's active. It has energy.
你是能感觉到它有力量的，是有感受的。
God is the same.
所以神也如此。
So God is invisible, and yet His power, He's living. There's energy, there's power in Him.
所以，就算神是看不见的神，可是你能够感觉到他的能量，你能够感觉到神的能力在那里。
So therefore, the word spirit really does depict who God is.
所以，灵这个词真的能够描述到神的属性。
Amen. That's why.When you, the more you look at the wind, the more you understand God.
所以啊，越去钻研一下这个风的认知，你会发现你越认识神。
Now in Christianity, there is a debate.
那在圣经的，在基督教的里面，有很多人争论呢。
If I'm saved,
如果我得救了
，I received the Holy Spirit.
我接受到圣灵了。
But then the Pentecostal and the Charismatic tells you, then you need to receive Him again.
那些灵恩派的那些教徒们就对我们说，我们还要再接受一次圣灵。
So many pastors say to me, "Why is it when I receive the Holy Spirit, you're telling me I need to receive Him again?"
很多牧师都会这样对我说：“哦，我明明已经接受到圣灵了，可是为什么你还要我再接受一次的？”
Amen. And so the term baptism in the Holy Spirit is what the charismatic and the Pentecostal people.Talk about in the second experience of God.
所以那关于圣灵的洗这个词就出来了，就成为灵恩派的那些五旬节教会的人爱说的关于圣灵第二次来给的工作。
And so we look, and so we refer to the Acts chapter 2 event when the Holy Spirit was poured out onto the church, the disciples and believers. They spoke with other tongues.
所以我们就都会开始引用说，在使徒行传的第二章，圣灵降下，大家都开始说方言。
And the Pentecostals are saying that. Outpouring of the Spirit is not the same as salvation.
那灵恩派的基督徒就会告诉你说，哦，那种的圣灵降下和我们前面讲到救恩是不一样的。
So therefore, we're saying when you believe in Jesus,
所以我们在说，如果你相信基督
，you receive the indwelling presence of God.
你会接受到圣灵在里面的内住。
Unconditional.
完全没有条件的。
The moment you believe in Jesus, you receive the indwelling presence of God.
在你接受耶稣基督的那一刹那间，神的同在就住到你的里面了。
The Holy Spirit dwells in you.
圣灵就住到你的里面去了。
And that is what everybody believes.
这就是每个人都同样相信的。
But then,
但是
the Pentecostal and Charismatic say,
灵恩派和五旬节教会的人就会这样说。
In order to serve Him.
他说：“如果你要侍奉主的话
，to serve with power，
特别是要带着能力来侍奉主的话
，you need him to empower you. You need him to clothe you.
你需要披戴上神的能力，能够接受这个能力。
That's what we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以他们就用这个词叫做圣灵的洗。
So the Pentecostal distinguish it like this: the Holy Spirit in born again when you're saved, the Holy Spirit come in you.”
所以灵恩派的人会这么说，他说当圣灵先进到你的里面来以后，
In the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he comes upon you.
那圣灵的洗呢，就是在你的外面再披一层。
So we're clothed with power.
所以就我们里面外面全都是神的能力。
Amen. The confusion is because people don't realize.
那很多叫人疑惑的就是很多人都不认识到。
Just like when you see the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament.
就像你在旧约里面看到圣灵的彰显
That's one kind of work. That's one expression of the Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵的一种方式
But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit seems to be different.
但是在新约里面你会发现圣灵工作的方式不一样
So therefore, the confusion is
所以我们最搞不明白的就是
It's not that we receive the Holy Spirit twice.
不是我们接受了圣灵两次哦
We are receiving the Holy Spirit's different works.
我们在接受圣灵的不同工种的工作。
So the works of the Holy Spirit in salvation is the work of salvation.
所以当我们说到救灵的救恩的工作，就是圣灵的救恩。
So that when we become a Christian, He comes and dwells in us to seal us, to guarantee us for heaven.
所以当我们已经接受主的时候，主的灵就在我们里面来成为我们的保证，让我们知道肯定得救恩了。
So we receive the eternal life.
永生也给了我们。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
Amen. Via the covenant of Jesus.
借着耶稣新约的那个约。
That's his first work.
这是圣灵的第一个工作。
In the New Testament.
在新约里面的。
Then at the day of Pentecost, he comes in his second work.
然后在五旬节那一天又来一次。
His second work is to empower us for the service.
那一次的工作的方法是为了叫我们得能力。
That is conditional.
那个是有条件的哦。
You have to accept the commission of God.
因为你先要去接受我要为神出去。
You have to say, I want to serve the Lord.
你说我要侍奉我的主。
So therefore, salvation is by faith where it's unconditional. The Holy Spirit will just come to you.
所以前面讲的这个救恩是无条件的，圣灵直接就内住了。
But the baptism of the Holy Spirit is conditional.
但是圣灵的洗是有一些条件。
You have to say, you have to agree.
你必须先要同意。
I want to preach the gospel.
我想要去传福音。
I want to accept my calling.
我想要去接受我的呼召。
And so the Holy Spirit comes and empowers you.
然后圣灵来到你的里面，然后给你能力。
Amen. Amen. Now, it sounds very easy.
是不是听了很容易?
It sounds very simple.
听着很简单。
But when you go into the Bible, in the New Testament, you begin to see different scriptures. We seem to talk about different things.
那你,但是你一打开新约圣经,你会发现新约圣经里面一旦讲到圣灵,都会讲到不同的点的。
And so it confuses both.The people who believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, those people who believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit are also confused.
所以那些相信圣灵的洗的和不相信圣灵的洗的都觉得没弄明白。
What does it mean by the anointing? What does it mean by being filled with the Spirit? What does it mean by being baptized in the Holy Spirit?
那恩膏又是什么意思呢？那那个被圣灵的洗和充满又是什么意思呢？
Well, I'm going to explain to you in the next couple of weeks.
那我们接下来的几周会一样一样的来解释。
It cannot be done today.
不是说一天就能够搞定的哈。
So you need to listen.
所以大家要听。
Amen. Now, God is revealing Himself more and more to us in these last days.
神是在末日把他自己更多更多的彰显给我们来认识。
And so the Holy Spirit understanding becomes clearer.
所以我们对圣灵的认知就越来越清晰了。
Amen. So.In other words, when the Holy Spirit comes to us in salvation, it is unconditional. We call it a fellowship ministry of the Holy Spirit.
所以当圣灵因为救恩内住到我们的里面的时候，这是无条件的。我们会说我们在跟圣灵有一个团契，有一个交往。
It means we enter into His family.
我们就好像是进入了他的家庭。
We have fellowship with God.
我们跟神有一个直接的关系可以交往。
And all of us can boldly enter into the throne of grace.
然后我们都可以坦然无惧地来到耶稣的施恩神的施恩宝座前。
We can enter into the presence of God.
我们都可以来跟着神的方式，像神的家里面这样活。
Amen. We can call it fellowship ministry.
这种是叫做一种团契的关系。
But then, when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
但是当我们受圣灵的洗时。
That is to do with being in the serving, in ministry, active ministry of God.
那是关乎于给神的事工所需要的一种方工作。
Sometimes people call it the fellowship and anointing versus the ministry anointing.
那有的人会说这是恩膏之间的团契，或者是恩膏自己的事工。
Now we're going to make that clearer as we go along.
我们慢慢慢慢会越来越展开解释明白给大家。
See, the problem is, for some people, they can't see the distinction between the two aspects of the Holy Spirit.
所以很多人在圣灵的这两种工作就搞不明白。
I just gave you a distinction.
我刚才已经帮你区分了一下。
Some people don't see that.
但是 还有人可能还是说我没看明白。
And that's tend to be the traditional churches.
一般的可能是更传统的教会的那种认知会更加。或者是更传统的教会，他们都看不明白。
But then the Pentecostals, you have the same problem.
但是其实
a different problem.
灵恩派教派的那些人也弄不明白的，他们不明白的那个点完全不一样。
Our problem is we get the two mixed up.
然后灵恩派的教派的人就是把这两者工作全部都混淆一谈。
What do I mean by the two mixed up?
为什么我说的是混淆一谈是什么
？We can't tell the difference between.The Holy Spirit's work in salvation and the Holy Spirit's work in power.
所以我们无法分开关于救恩圣灵的工作，或者是侍奉上圣灵的工作。
What I mean by that is when we read the scripture, we mix the two together.
我想说的是，当我们来读圣经的时候，我们会把两者都混淆在一起，混为一谈。
So today I want to separate those scriptures for you.
所以我今天想把这两者给大家分开看清楚。
Because some parts of the scripture that we believe is baptism in the Holy Spirit is actually to do with salvation.
其实有些圣经我们以为是在讲圣灵的洗，其实他说的是救恩方面的工作。
And then some scripture that we think is baptism in the Holy Spirit is actually to do with salvation.
那相反的，我们有时候以为是圣灵的那个侍奉的工作，其实是关乎于救恩。
Now, for me, it was such a blessing to be able to separate them.
所以对我来说，能够把这两者清楚地分开，是一个很大的祝福。
Because the Bible promises the truth will set you free.
因为圣经说，这真理会叫人得释放。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to do that for you today.
所以我们今天来区分区分。
First, you must look at Gospel of John versus the Gospel of Luke.
所以呢，我们第一个要区分的就是约翰福音和路加福音的不同。
The reason why I chosen these two scriptures, so and everybody else knows that Luke also wrote Acts.
那大家也知道，路加福音的那个作者路加，他也是《使徒行传》的作者。
So when the scripture talks about the Holy Spirit in Gospel John.
所以当我们看到约翰福音里面约翰写的那个圣灵的工作时
，Is it the same as when Luke is talking about the Holy Spirit in Luke and Acts.
那是不是跟路加这个作者在路加福音和使徒行传里面讲的圣灵是一样的事情呢？
Because if we get the two mixed up,
如果我们把两者混为一谈，
you'll be confused about the Holy Spirit.
那我们对圣灵就一直弄不懂了。
Now let me tell you right now.
那我们现在来告诉你。
The Gospel of John emphasizes on the salvation, eternal life.Giving of the Holy Spirit.
那约翰福音更多强调的是神给的生命，在这方面的圣灵的工作。
Okay. Luke and Acts talks about the power of God.
但是路加他不管写的是路加福音还是使徒行传，更加的是专注在圣灵的能力这个工作。
Now with that key, you go and start reading the book of John.
在你这样区分开了以后，你再来读一读约翰福音。
And then you also look at 1 John.
然后你再看看约翰一书
written by the same person.
是同样的作者所写。
So whenever John talks about the Holy Spirit, he is talking about life. He's talking about eternal life. He's talking about salvation.
所以当约翰讲到圣灵的时候，他说的是那永生的生命，那个救恩。
It is important that you go home and read John and see if I'm right.
所以你一定要回去把约翰福音读一读，看看我说的是不是这么回事。
But when it comes to Luke, Luke is emphasizing on the power of God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, serving, go, go, go.
但是你要来读读路加福音，你就会发现他一直在说圣灵的洗，圣灵的能力，要出去出去，侍奉侍奉。
That's why when Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, when he heard Peter speak, he didn't even say that he got saved.
所以哥尼流在第十章《使徒行传》里面，他当时听到彼得说他要得救。
Amen. It says the Holy Spirit came on them.
他当时就说了，他只听到说，哦，圣灵要到我身上来。
But then, what about getting saved first, saying the sinner's
prayer? 那我当时就会疑问说是，哎，那为什么不想先讲救恩？应该先救了，然后你圣灵再到我身上来。
In Acts chapter 10, you do not see Cornelius and the family say the sinner's prayer.And then get baptized by the Holy Spirit.
因为在哥尼流的那个家里面，《使徒行传》第十章里面没有记载他先得救，先讲了一个赎罪的祷告，他没有这个过程。
You don't see that.
你看不到。
But what happens? They listened to the gospel, and then the Holy Spirit came on them.
他们当时就是在听福音的时候，然后圣灵降下来。
So if you didn't have the Book of John, you only had Acts, you would have thought to be saved.You must be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
所以如果你不读约翰福音的话，只直接就读使徒行传，你会以为救恩就直接受圣灵的洗就好了。
Because the book of Acts says so.
因为使徒行传是这么记载的嘛。
It doesn't say that you have to believe and then receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因为他没有说你要先相信，然后你再接受圣灵的洗这样的过程。
And that's the problem with the early Pentecostal church.
所以这就是我们早期的那些灵恩派教徒的问题。
Many of them believe that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the sign of somebody getting saved.
所以很多人都会误以为说圣灵的洗就是一个人得救的标志。
But how do we know that you need to get saved first before you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
那我们又怎么知道你需要先得救然后再受圣灵的洗这个次序呢？
Because of Gospel John.
因为这个约翰福音的原因。
Amen. It is because we needBecause of the Gospel of John, then we realize there is an indwelling of the presence of the Holy Spirit, because that is his teaching.
因为在约翰福音里面，我们才能学到关于这内住在我们里面的圣灵，这是约翰的教导。
So that you and me, when we read Acts chapter 10, having read John, you say, ah, Cornelius must have believed.And then he received the Holy Spirit.
所以啊，你如果没有读过约翰福音的话，你就肯定不会解释到在使徒行传第十章哥尼流的家庭里面是先信了主得了救恩以后，然后再有圣灵的洗。
Does that make sense?
大家能明白这个道理吗？
If you understand the emphasis of the gospel, then you begin to see the Holy Spirit clearly.
那如果你能够明白这个不同的福音的提醒的关键不一样，你就能够看到圣灵工作的不一样。
The Gospel of John is about salvation, is about eternal life.
因为约翰福音的目的就是关于这永生的生命。
Luke and Acts is about the power of the Holy Spirit.
路加福音和使徒行传是关于圣灵的能力和圣灵的洗。
And then it becomes clear.
然后你就能区别开来。
So therefore, let's look at some verses. In John chapter 3, verse 3.
我们来看看约翰福音三章三节。
Jesus answered Nicodemus, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答他说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
重生。
Born again.
Born again.
重生。
Only found in the Gospel of John.
重生这两个字，就只有在约翰福音里才能看得到的。
You don't see those words.In Luke,
你在路加福音里面看不到重生二字。
Amen. So therefore, Jesus is saying, to be saved, you need to be born again by the Holy Spirit. What does he mean by that?
所以耶稣说，你要是想要得救的话，你必须要在圣灵里面重生。他是什么意思呢？
And so, with that in mind,
所以要在理解到这个点上以后
，not with Luke, but with that in mind.
把刚才那句话记住哦，我不是要你现在想路加福音哦。
Pretend that you've never read Luke.
就假装你根本就没读过路加福音好了。
Yet you don't understand the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
就假装你根本听不懂圣灵的洗好了。
Then in chapter 20, verse 22,
你来看看
when Jesus was resurrected.
在约翰福音二十章二十二节里边，当耶稣复活以后
，Remember now he has.Now he has conquered death.
他那个时候已经战胜了死亡。
He has a new covenant.
他有一个新的约了。
What is he able to do?
然后他能做什么了呢？
That he couldn't do before then.
他之前是做不了这个事情的。
He's able to give the disciples life.
他可以把生命给他的门徒了。
Hallelujah. So what did he do?
所以他做了什么？
In verse 22 said, he said to them, and then he breathed on them.
所以
he said, receive the Holy Spirit.
所以二十二节他说他向他们吹了一口气说领受圣灵吧。
Now, that is not the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们现在看到这个经文跟圣灵的洗无关哦。
Do you agree?
明白吗?
That is to do with they receive the Holy Spirit for life, for eternal life, being born again.
所以这里面讲到的领受圣灵是领受到了重生，领受到了这永恒的生命，领受到了生命这件事。
Because we know why.Because we know that the disciple only received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in Acts, not in John.
因为我们知道后来门徒又在使徒行传领受了圣灵，并不是在约翰福音这里的。
Chapter 14, verse 17.
我们再来看看约翰福音十四章十七节。
Jesus said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, you know him, for he what? For he dwells with you.And will be in you. Future tense. Will be.
那十七节是这么说的，他就是真理的灵，是世人不能接受的，因为他们既看不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你里面。这里面用的是未来时，他也会要跟你们同在。
He dwells with you and will be in you.
他说他会在你的里面的，他这英文里面更清楚是有未来时。
When does he come in you?
他什么时候要到你的里面去？
It's when Jesus was raised from the dead.
我要等到耶稣复活以后。
That's clear.
是不是清楚了？
That's all in Gospel John.
所以这就是关乎于约翰福音的重点。
Amen. And then and so therefore, as an illustration of not misinterpreting the Bible, when you understand John is now talking about the life of God.
那我们呢？为了不曲解这个圣经，所以我们先了解到了约翰讲强调的是关于生命这件事，关于灵的工作。
So therefore, whenever you see the word Holy Spirit, it or the Spirit of God in the book of John, you automatically should start thinking he's talking about salvation, he's talking about life.
所以你只要在约翰福音里面读到关于圣灵的字眼，你就会马上知道他讲到的是关于生命的灵。
Not the baptism of Holy Spirit.
不是讲到的那受圣灵洗的那种灵。
So in John chapter 7 verse 38, what does it mean then?
那我们就来看看约翰福音七章三十八节什么意思呢？
Verse 39, it says here, whoever believes in me, as the scriptures say, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now he has said about the Spirit, whom those who believe in were to receive, and yet the Spirit has not been given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
这里说，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中将流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指信他的人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵，因为耶稣还没有得到荣耀。
Now is Jesus talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit or speaking about the eternal life flowing from your heart?
那耶稣在这里面讲到的是那永生的生命从你心里面流出来，还是在讲到圣灵的能力呢？
He's not talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He's talking about the life of the Spirit in you.
当然讲到的不是圣灵的喜这件事情，是讲到的生命从你里面流露出来。
Hallelujah. So therefore,
所以
whether you speak in tongues or not,
不管你是说方言也好，不说方言也好，
whether you are baptized in the Holy Spirit or not,
不管你相信圣灵的喜也好，不相信也好，
as long as you are a Christian,
只要你是基督徒，
and the Holy Spirit dwells in you,
然后圣灵住在你里面，
Guess what?
猜猜怎么着？
Life flows from you.
生命就会从你的里面流出来。
Amen. Not death flows from you.
不会是死亡从你里面流出来吧？
Life flows from you.
是生命从你的里面流出来。
Life.
是生命。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
然后圣灵有住在你的里面哦。
Hallelujah. That should be exciting.
是很叫人兴奋的事。
Let me tell you one more.
那我再跟你们说一个。
Verse 14, so chapter 14, verse 26.
约翰福音十四章的二十六节。
He said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance all that I have said to you."
这里说，但保惠师就是我父。我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要把一切的事情教导你们，并且要使你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
So when Jesus said the helper will come to you, is that the baptism of the Holy Spirit or is it salvation?
当耶稣说到有保惠师要到你这里来，他说的是那给生命的灵呢，还是说的那圣灵的能力啊？
Because if you believe this is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that means the Holy Spirit won't teach you unless you're baptized in the Holy Spirit.
那你如果把这个相信成是那个受灵的圣灵的洗的话，那你就会觉得，哦，那这个教导这个事情就不会发生在我身上，除非我受圣灵的洗啊。
That means if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, He won't help you.
那好像就是说，我如果没有受到圣灵的洗，那神就不帮我了。
He won't comfort you.
那他就不会来安慰我，当我的保惠师了。
No, remember.John is focused on salvation.
不是的，约翰一直是在专注在救恩这件事情上。
That means when you receive the Holy Spirit in you, the Holy Spirit's job, whether you speak in tongues or not, He will guide you. He will help you. Amen.
这里面是在说，不管你讲不讲方言啊，受没受圣灵的洗，只要圣灵内住在你的里面，他就会把一切的事情教导你们。
And he will teach you.
然后他会教导你们，会来向导你们。
Hallelujah. So in other words, all Christians have the same privilege.
所以啊，每一个基督徒都有同样的特权的。
The indwelling of the Holy Spirit gives us life.
因为圣灵的内住，他给了我们生命。
And the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.Will comfort us, will teach us.
因为内住的圣灵，他会安慰我们，会教导我们。
Now, if you still don't believe me, then you have to go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 26.
那你还是觉得不够多，不够信的话，好，那我们再多看一点经文。我们去到约翰一书的二章二十七节。
二十六节 right?Oh, 27节, not 26节. What happens? I didn't get rid of the 26.
Oh, 我是我没有删掉那个二十六哈，大家只要看二十七。
So in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, this is what it says.
我们就来看二十二章二十七节，约翰一书。
And notice, I've highlighted those words.
还注意哦，那些字我专门放了不同的颜色，让你们能看清楚哦。
John is emphasizing.
因为约翰一直在强调这一点哦。
He says this.
他说。
Remember I said, when the Spirit comes, he will be your helper and he will teach you.
我们刚才不是说到圣灵在我们里面会教导我们。
And that was in the gospel.
是我们讲到约翰福音的时候说教导我们。
In 1 John, he repeats that in a different way.
那在约翰一书里面他又再重复了，但是换了一个不同的语言来重复的。
He said, but the anointing, which is the Spirit, the anointing that you receive from him, what happens then? He abides in you.
这里面讲至于你们，你们从基督所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。这里的恩膏说的是圣灵在你的里面和你一起哦。
The anointing is another word for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that you receive will abide in you.
所以这里面讲到的恩膏就是圣灵，说圣灵会住在你的里面，常存在你的里面。
And then he says, then you have no need for anyone to teach you.For that anointing teaches you.
所以他说你就不需要别人来教导你们，因为自有他的恩膏，这个灵就在凡事上教导你们。
About everything, and it's true, and no lie, just as he taught you, abide in him.
这恩膏是真的，不是假的，你们要按着这恩膏的教导住在他里面。
That's why in the Gospel of John, we hear the phrases, abide in me and I abide in you.
所以我们在约翰福音里面也听到了这个常在一起，常存在我们心里的这种字眼，就是一起。
The Gospel of John is all about cohabitation with the Holy Spirit.
所以在整个约翰福音里面都是在讲怎么样的能够和圣灵完全的住在一起，揉在一起。
Amen. So when we begin to see, the first work of the Holy Spirit is about salvation.
所以我们就能看到了，关乎于约翰福音里面说的这些工作都是讲救恩的。
And we see that very clearly.
我们现在越是这样去求证，就越能看到。
In the Gospel of John.
特别是在约翰的书信里面。
Does everybody understand?
大家能看明白了吗？
I hope you got that clear.
我希望你能够清楚了哈。
Because I'm going to take more time over the others, the battle of the Spirit, in the next week or so.
因为接下去的几周呢，我会在圣灵的洗上面教导更多一些。
Because as a disciple of Jesus,
那作为耶稣基督的门徒
，when we want to become His disciple,
当我们想成为主的门徒时
，we need to realize,
我们需要意识到
，that I have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit.
我们有那内在的神的同在，就在我们里面。
And when I become a disciple,
当我成为一个使徒时
I need to primarily depend on this indwelling presence of God.
我最大部分的时间都是在靠着那住在我里面的灵在行事情
To make me a disciple.
让我成为神的真正的使徒门徒跟随者
Everything else that I learn,
其他我所学的知识
from the church, everything else is to support that.
包括其他我们在教会啊，其他所听到的任何知识，都只是在支持这个理论的。
But it's not to replace.
但是不能取代圣灵内住这件事情。
Because the Holy Spirit is my true teacher.
因为圣灵才是我真正的恩膏老师。
Amen. You don't have to be a Pentecostal. You don't have to speak in tongues to have that.
你不需要当灵恩派的基督徒，或者非要讲到方言才能够有这样的恩膏。
And so the Holy Spirit is teaching you.
所以圣灵是在凡事上教导你们。
Is to really, what is he trying to do?
那他想做什么呢？
Is trying to get you to live in that eternal life.
他是想让你能够真的活在这个永生的生命里面。
To break through in the Spirit.
是能够在借着灵可以有突破的。
You don't have to be a Pentecostal.
你并不需要当一个什么灵恩派的教会教徒。
Today I encourage all of you.
所以今天我们鼓励所有的基督徒们。
Every time when you think the Holy Spirit is in me,
每当你认知到圣灵是内住在我里面
，the Holy Spirit will affect the way I think.
圣灵会影响到我思维的方式。
When I surrender to Him, will help me to think.
当我屈从在神的面前的时候，他就会帮我。
He will give me strength.
他会给我力量。
He will, when I'm half dead, He will make me live.
当我要死要活的时候，他可以让我再活起来。
Life can flow through me.
生命可以从我里面流出来。
Amen. And that's why all of us can really get on our journey and live our lives as a disciple of Jesus.
所以我们每个人都可以走上这个做门徒的道路。
That we want to become like Jesus.
因为我们都可以成为想像耶稣一样。
We want God to restore the image of Him in us.
我们想要神来恢复他本造我们的模样。
We want to become more and more like Jesus.
我们要变得越来越像我们的基督。
So we need the Holy Spirit.
我们需要的是圣灵。
There's one more thing I need to tell you.
还有一件事我要跟大家说。
Especially for the Pentecostal brothers and sisters.
特别是对这些灵恩派的弟兄姊妹们说。
It's very helpful. Every time when you think about the Holy Spirit, you think about that it is the Spirit of Christ.
当你来想圣灵两个字的时候，你第一定要想到是基督的灵。
It is Jesus dwelling in you.
是耶稣基督的灵在我里面。
It is Jesus teaching you.
是耶稣基督在教导我。
It is Jesus abiding in you.
是耶稣基督在我的里面和我同在。
It is Jesus flowing His life in you.
也是耶稣基督把他的生命从我里面流露了出来。
Amen. Now, if I allow Jesus' life, the river to flow in me. Everywhere I go, I will be touching people's lives.
如果我允许基督的活水，生命就在我的里面这样流淌的话，不管我去到哪里，都有生命的活水流出来给别人。
What does it look like when the river is flowing?
当一个活水在流的时候，是种什么感觉？
It means every time when I speak to people.
就意味着当你跟人说话时。
It breathes, I'm breathing life into people.
就像你像那个人用生命吹了一口生命的气。
活水。
像活 living water.
Remember what I'm going to say.
你们也猜到我的幽默感了。
不是口水。
你们猜到了我的幽默感。It's not saliva, but it's living water.
Amen. It's not saliva. It is
不是口水
living water.
是活水哦。
Some of us, when the moment we open our mouth, 口水。
很
哇。下雨一样
当我们一开口的时候很多人就是口水多过活水哦，口水像下雨一样
Not some people talk a lot.
很多人呢就讲话讲太多了
因为他是有很多口水
Because the person talks too much because of saliva.
But let's become a person who talk a lot because we got a lot of living water.
当我们要成为那个讲话讲得多是因为活水多的缘故、哦、
The difference between 口水 and 活水
So there's a big difference between saliva and living water.
One comes from the heart and the other one comes from the mouth.
这两个出处不一样哦，口水是从口里出来的，活水是从心里出来的。
Amen. Jesus said, rivers of living water coming from the heart, not coming from the mouth.
耶稣是在说那活水是从心里流淌出来的哦，不是从口里面飙出来的口水哦。
And so if you are full of the God's life,You will touch people's lives.
所以，如果你的里面充满了生命活水的生命，那你就去到哪里都会有这个活水给别人，是吗
？And if you're someone who's open to the teaching of the Holy Spirit, you'll be someone full of His revelation.
如果你是一个人向圣灵的教导完全打开，那你会成为那个对圣灵有非常多启示的人。
That's why I encourage you, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我鼓励你们。
Go home and read the Gospel of John again, and look at some of these scriptures I just told you.
再回去读一读约翰福音，再看一看刚才我们看过的经文。
You will begin to receive the message of John.
你会明白约翰的写作目的了。
Because in this eternal life that he's talking about.
因为他所说的这永恒的生命。
is love of God.
是关乎神的爱的。
The life of God.
是关于神的生命的。
The fellowship of God.
是关于与神相交的团契的生命的。
I'm going to abide in God because He is life.
我们要在神的里面，因为他是一个活活的神。
Because if I'm attached to the vine, then life will flow through me.
如果枝子和葡萄树一连接了，那活水就会流出到枝子来。
Do you understand?
大家能明白吗？
And when it talks about the promise of the Holy Spirit being with me, teaching me, comforting me,
所以当
that's life.
当我们这里面有圣灵的应许说，他会住在我的里面，在我里面教导我们。住在我们的里面，那就是关于活水。
Nothing to do with serving.
跟我们后面要说的什么侍奉都没有关系。
It's all about life.
关于你自己的生命的活出。
Many of us every day, that's what we're looking for.
是讲到我们每一天平凡的每一天的生命活出来的这个生命。
We're looking for the tangible presence of God.
我们是能看到神的这种看见的存在。
We want to attach our lives to God.
因为我们想让我们的生命和神的生命是完全连接的。
And this is far more, much better than some tonic that you drink.
这种连接比你们喝的各种毒水啊、补药都要好。
Some of the vitamins that you take.
或者是你的各种维他命啊、水啊都要好。
Cups of teas and cups of coffee to wake you up in the morning.
还包括那些各种好的茶呀、水呀、那种中药啊，不管你用什么方式。
Let me encourage you. How about trying some of the Holy Spirit instead?
那我要不要今天来这么来鼓励你？你以后早上喝圣灵好不好
？Amen. When you are full of the Holy Spirit.
当你喝饱了圣灵的时候。
You're full of energy. You're full of life.
你里面满是生命的活水要流出。
There's so much in you that it has to come.
你里面如此丰盛的生命，它就真的是不得不福杯满溢的流出来了。
Hallelujah. I want you, all of you, all of us, to be full of the river.
我想让你们
not dry. The river got fresh water.
都盼望你们里面有那真正的那活水在那里面流出、流淌出来。
Get that right in our minds.
所以我们的头脑要明白这一点哦。
Salvation, the Holy Spirit is salvation. The work of salvation is not the same as the Holy Spirit's work in baptism of the Holy Spirit in ministry.
所以一定要区分开来，圣灵的两种工作，一个是在救恩上面的工作，一个是在圣灵的洗上面的工作。
And so next week I want to talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
当然，下一周我们就会专门强调圣灵的洗这边的工作了。
Let me just give you something to think about.
所以呢，我们今天来思想一下一件事情。
Remember in Matthew chapter 7 verse 11.
那我们来看看马太福音的第七章十一节。
Jesus is talking about when you ask for bread, God will not give you a snake or scorpion.
当时耶稣的前文是在讲，哪有人向主求饼啊，最后得到的是蝎子和蛇呢？
In verse 11, he says.
然后接着在十一节说
If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
十一节说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，他岂不更要把好东西赐给求他的人吗？
Go back to chapter 7 verse 11. You see, good things.
我们看到好东西三个字。
But when it comes to Luke,
但是如果你要看到路加记载的。
Remember Luke is talking about the power of God.
因为路加一直都是在讲神的能力。
Exactly the same verse.
同样的经文。
Luke changes good things to what? Look at this.
但我们来看看同样来对比着看哈，从马太福音现在看到路加福音，同样的经文，同样的这个前后文，可是他用的是圣灵两个字。
He changes the good things to what?
Holy Spirit. 他把这个好东西在路加的记载变成了是圣灵两个字。
Same verse.
但是是一样的经文哦。
In Matthew, it talks about good things.
在马太福音讲的是好东西。
Luke wants you to know.
路加就想让你确信的知道。
About the power of God.
讲到圣灵的能力。
Wants you to receive the promise of God.
因为他想让你接受到神的应许。
That's why he starts Acts. About the power.
所以路加一直都是讲关乎能力的事。
Receive the power.
所以要接到能力哦。
That's why he ends Luke with power.
所以连路加他最后的结束都是讲能力。
And even when it comes to a verse like that in the middle of a book, what does he do? He changes it.
就连他在写一模一样当时耶稣讲的话的时候，他都要把那个好东西直接说成圣灵给大家。
And he talks about the gift of the Spirit.
他这里面专门讲到的
gift of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵给的这个礼物。
Same verse as Matthew, and yet Luke.Just changes that to Holy Spirit.
其他的字和马太福音都一样，就偏偏那个好东西那个字变成了圣灵。
Amen. And that's why in end of notice end of Luke ends like this.
所以路加福音的最后结尾是这么写的。
Chapter Luke chapter 24 verse 49.
我们来看路加福音二十四章四十九节。
Jesus is about to be ascended.
耶稣呢就马上要升天了。
This is the last few words he says to Jesus.
这是他升。
Did Jesus say to his disciples?
这是他升天前最后要跟门徒的几句话。
This is how he closes the book of Luke.
这是路加怎么样来结束他的路加福音的记载的。
He said, Jesus said in verse 49, "And behold, I'm sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with."Power from on high.
所以四十九节他写到，我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上面来的能力。
And then in Acts chapter, we haven't got it here, but in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, what does it say?
然后呢
wait in Jerusalem.And you shall receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后接着在《使徒行传》的一章八节就完全能够接上。他在那边说：“你一定要在耶路撒冷等待，等父的应许降在你们身上。”
So Luke introduces Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
所以路加怎样介绍耶稣的？把他说成是圣灵洗的那个洗的人。
In chapter 4, he talks about Jesus coming out from the wilderness, and he was.And he comes in the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以他在记载第四章路加福音的时候，就说耶稣他受洗是在圣灵的能力下受洗。
Luke talks about there was power to heal.
所以路加也一直在说有医治的能力。
And then he talks about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He's given me, He anointed me to preach good news, to heal the sick, open the eyes of the blind.And the lame will walk.
所以他最有能力的一句话就是主的灵在我的身上让我可以医治病人医治跛脚的等等等等
It's all about power.
都关于能力
And then when you get to the book of Acts, he now actually shows you a video about how the power of God is working in the church.
所以那你要是看看路加福音路加怎么记载使徒行传的就像是看电影一样的看到这些当时的使徒们是怎么样的来为神工作
So I hope I...Demonstrated to you today.
所以我希望今天我给你展示的，让你看到。
In the Gospel of John, it's very distinctive from the Gospel of Luke.
让你们能够看到路加福音和约翰福音的完全的不同。
One talks about the Holy Spirit in salvation. The other ones talk about the Holy Spirit on a mission.
讲到
He's there to anoint the disciples to preach the gospel.
讲到完全不同的圣灵的能力，一边是在讲关于得生命的能力，一边是讲到怎么样给门徒能力在外头去侍奉。
And so next week we will talk more about that.
所以下一周我们会继续这个讲题。
And we're going to clarify some of the terms: baptism of the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, clothed with the Spirit.Empowered by the Holy
我们也会在接下来的时间中会把很多的那些专业的词啊比如说受圣灵的洗啊圣灵的恩膏啊这些词披戴圣灵啊这些词都会给大家解释清楚
etc, etc.
等等等等
Amen, let's pray
让我们一起来祷告
Lord Jesus
亲爱的主
We need the Holy Spirit
我们需要圣灵
Because you are Christ
因为你是基督
The Holy Spirit is you
圣灵就是你自己
He comes not of himself.
他自己不光是自己来。
The Holy Spirit not comes of himself.
他不是一个人来。
He comes to represent you.
他是代表你来。
So whenever we fellowship with the Holy Spirit,
所以当我们跟圣灵相交时
we are fellowshipping with you, Lord.
我们就在跟主你相交。
Spirit of Jesus.
你是基督的灵。
We need you right now.
我们需要你，现在就需要你。
We need you in our lives.
我们需要你在我们的生命当中。
We need you to teach us.
我们需要你来教导我们。
We need you to help us.
我需要你来帮助我们。
Not only to become your disciple.
不光是成为你的门徒。
But we need you every day.
我们每天都需要你。
So Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵啊。
The one who dwells in me.
那住在我里面的。
You are Jesus.
你就是基督。
Who's dwelling in me?
就是基督，你住在了我的里面。
Speak to me.
主啊，你在对我说话。
guide me.
你在带领我。
Help me.
你在帮助我。
Teach me.
你在教导我。
Give me strength.
你在给我加力量。
Give me life.
你在给我生命。
Right now, Father.
主啊，现在。
Those of us who are sick.
那些有生病的。
Holy Spirit, we ask you.
圣灵，我们现在就跟你说。
Let that life.Heal our body.
让那流淌出来的生命就直接来医治这身体，让我们能够胜过我们身体中的疾病。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊，
let that life flow.
让你的生命在我们里面流淌。
So that when we look at our the years ahead of our lives,
当我们看到我们未来的那些年岁时，
we are not afraid.
我们就一点都不惧怕。
Because you are with us.
我们知道你与我们同在。
You're going to guide us.
你想来帮助我们。
You're going to help us.
你要来帮助我们。
Because you said you're not going to leave us orphans.
因为你说你不会把我们留下为孤儿。
You're going to be with us.
你会跟我们一起。
If there's anyone here today,
如果今天我们当中有人
that you feel so lost,
觉得很迷失
that God is so far away,
觉得神跟我们好远
let me ask you a question.
今天我问你一个问题
Are you a born again Christian?
你是一个重生的基督徒吗
If you are,
如果你是
then the Holy Spirit is in you.
那圣灵就在你里面了
Speak to him.
对圣灵说话
Ask him.
你问问他
to give you revelation.
给你启示
guide you.
来带领你
to speak to you.In whatever ways that will make you listen,
在凡事上花，不管用什么样的方式，只要你能听懂它。
Maybe in your dream,
也许是借着梦说话。
Maybe in your feelings,
也许是在感觉上。
Maybe in your thoughts,
也许是在你的头脑里。
That he is ministering to you,
让他对你说话。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
If you don't know the Holy Spirit,
如果你不认识圣灵。
He is Jesus,
他就是基督。
But in an invisible Jesus,
只是那个看不见的基督。
One who feels like the wind,
感觉像风一样的基督。
One who feels like power,
感觉是有能力的基督。
He dwells in you,
他在你的里面。
He talks to you,
他在你里面跟你说话。
He comforts you,
他在安慰你。
He gives you strength,
他也给你力量。
We need him,
我们这么需要他。
We need him in our careers,
我们需要他在我们的工作上。
In our business.
在我们的生意上
in our family life,
在我们的家庭生活里面
in raising up our children,
在我们的教养儿女的上面
we need him when we are in trouble,
我们在我们的困难的时候都需要
when we are sick,
在我们生病时
when we need a breakthrough,
在我们需要突破时
when we need help,
在我们需要帮助时
when we need wisdom,
当我们需要智慧
the spirit of Christ is in me,
神的灵基督的灵就在我们里面
the key is to acknowledge him,
最重要的就是能够认识到他在你里面。
So I want everyone here, if you really need the Holy Spirit,
所以我们这里面如果有人真的这么的需要圣灵
you need to look inside of you.
你要往里面看。
And you need to say, Holy Spirit,
你对里面说圣灵啊
Help me.
帮助我。
Manifest your presence in me.
把彰显你的这个同在给我。
Because you need to acknowledge him.
因为你需要认知到他在哪。
You need to acknowledge him.
你需要认知到。
Not to grieve him.
不是让他不难过。
Not to quench him.
不要让他难受。
You need him.
你需要圣灵。
So get into a habit.
所以养成这样的好习惯。
On a daily basis.
每一天都如此。
To always know there is a treasure in your heart.
总知道在你的里面，心里面有个大宝贝。
And that He is with you.
他这个宝贝一直和你在一起。
And develop that relationship.
和这个宝贝发生一个美好的亲密关系。
My comforter.
他是我的保惠师。
My helper.
是我的安慰者。
My Lord.
是我的主。
My Savior in my heart.
是我的救主。
You are Jesus.
你是主。
You are Jesus.
你是耶稣。
You are Jesus.
你是耶稣。
In my heart.
在我的里面。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord. Father, I just pray right now.
主啊，我们现在祷告。
That every single one of us.
在我们当中每一个人。
In our hearts right now.
在我们的心里面。
We will suddenly feel.
我们都能够感受到。
We sense a presence in our own hearts.
能感受到主你此刻就在我们心里头的同在。
A deep, deep love of Jesus.
你深深的对耶稣你的爱。
A deep, deep love of the Father.
深深的对父神你的爱。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
Every one of us, oh God, wants to experience the love of the Father once again today.
主啊，我们都想来经历父神你给我们的那个感受。
So Holy Spirit, I ask you to manifest in our hearts.
圣灵啊，你在我们的心里面开始彰显。
Bring us more of the Father.
能感受到更多父神。
more of the Holy Spirit, or more of the Son.
感受到更多的神的儿子耶稣。
We want more of God.
更多的关乎于你神。
More of Him in our lives.
更多更多在我们的里面感受。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're born again,
如果你重生了
you thank the Lord.
你谢谢主。
That the Holy Spirit is in you.
谢谢主，圣灵如此就住在你的里面了。
Don't grieve Him.
不要让他难过伤心。
Don't neglect Him.
不要抛弃他。
Do not deny him.
也不要否认他。
Every day,
每一天
acknowledge him.
都要意识到他的存在。
Just like the way you acknowledge your parents.
就像你一直意识到你的父母的情况。
Acknowledge him.
一直要意识到。
Every day,
每一天都认知到。
When you wake up and when you go about your business.
不管你是每天早上起来呀，还是去上班的路上。
Acknowledge him in your life.
你都能够意识到主的存在。
The Holy Spirit.Thank you for your love.
说圣灵啊，谢谢你的爱。
Thank you for your guidance.
谢谢你给我的带领。
I'm going to go to work today.
今天我要去上班了。
And I've got a really important meeting.
我今天有个很重要的会议。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊
，Be with me.
与我同在。
Holy Spirit, today I'm going to face a very difficult situation.
圣灵啊，今天我会碰到一个很麻烦的问题。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊
，Help me.
帮助我。
Let my heart be at peace.
让我的心得平静。
Deliver me from fear.
释放我从惧怕中出来。
Whatever you need.
不管你需要什么。
Speak to him.
都要这样对圣灵说话。
And he will manifest his presence in your heart.
他会把神的同在彰显在你心里面。
He will give you peace in your heart that is that you know is supernatural.
他会给你那超自然的平安，出人意外的平安在你里面。
When you walk into the meeting, he will give you supernatural wisdom.
在你去开会的时候，他会给你超人的智慧。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢你，圣灵。
I pray, O Lord, that all of us, O God, will be very, very smart.
主啊，我们祷告，我们都会得你的智慧。都会得你的智慧。
That in every aspect of our lives,
让我们生命中的每一件事情
we will acknowledge you.
都会在上面认识到你和认识你。
Until the day when we can truly say,
直到有一天我们会真的说
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
Jesus,
耶稣
you are my friend.
你是我的知心好朋友。
Because you walk with me,
因为你一直跟我同路行，你一直和我说话。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.Now just speak to him before we worship.
我们就这样跟他说话，在我们敬拜之前。
Remember, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
记得圣灵就是基督的灵。
He is there as Christ in you.
就是耶稣基督他本身在你的里面。
Just acknowledge him that he's with you.
要认识到他就在你的里面。
Make us all into disciples, Lord.
主啊，让我们都成为你的门徒。
Let's all stand.
让我们起立。
Glorify Yeah.
Sing one more song. I know time is closed. We just need the Holy Spirit to do more of His, what He wants to do. Hallelujah. Let's ask Him to fill us. Let's be the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let Him dwell in us.
Let my heart be the temple of Your Spirit. Let my spirit feel the warmth of Your embrace. Let me be Your holy habitation, where Your Spirit is pleased to dwell. Your embrace. Let me be a holy habitation. May Your Spirit is pleased to dwell. Oh Lord, I long to know Your glory. I want to offer a sacrifice of praise. Fill this temple, Lord, with Your Spirit once again.
Let's sing this once more. Your Spirit once again.
yes, Lord.
Fill this temple, Lord, with your Spirit once again.
Fill this temple.
Fill this temple, Lord, with your Spirit once again.
Amen. Amen. Fill us, Lord. Let our hearts know that you are dwelling in us.
让我们的心知道你就在我们里
面。Let our minds know that you are dwelling in us.
让我们的头脑也知道你就在我们的里面。
Let my whole body know that you are dwelling in us.
让我们整个身体都知道主你就住在我的里面。
Let your presence take
prime
place on the throne of our hearts.
就在我里面最重要的宝座上。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen. Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐，如果你们需要祷告，可以到前面来。